I know you musicians are fed up with putting so much time and so much effort into everything and not seeing the result that you know your music deserves. And one of the biggest struggles, one of the biggest question marks, one of the biggest stressors is figuring out how to create enough content for short form content so often, especially when we feel like our content isn't doing well. And so it's like, why am I even putting all this effort and time into this? Let's talk about how we can fix that, shall we? I'm going to share with you how to create a month's worth of performance content just like that, without the decision fatigue, without the mental overwhelm, using one simple, easy method. And I just want to share one quick mindset shift here before we dive into it. A lot of the time when we are about to film content for our music or for our social media strategy, whatever it is, a lot of the anxiety and a lot of the stress comes from that period in which we're about to film and we don't know what to film. There is so much paralysis by analysis. There is so much decision fatigue. There is so much feeling like we're in an energetic limbo. And if instead we could just show up ready, knowing exactly what we're going to film in that time frame, we would get so much more done and we'd create so much more momentum for ourselves, our spirit, and our strategy. And this is important for any musician out there, but this is especially important for you adult musicians out there who have a lot more responsibilities to balance. Maybe you have a full-time job, maybe you have a family, maybe you have children. There's more than simply music, and you have to make the absolute most of your time. And this is how. Let's dive in. So this is a method custom to my artist coaching program, and it is what I call the single splinter method. The intention here again is to reduce that decision fatigue, reduce all that time you're spending thinking about what the heck do I do, and take one song and turn it into 27 pieces of content. And this method will help you do two really important things. One, obviously create more content, but two, super important for where you are at right now, which is a discovery phase of your strategy. You're looking to reach new people. The second thing, you will be able to experiment with different types of content structures so that you can test what's working and what's not. The first step in this method, I want you to take one song and I want you to choose three different parts of that song to create content from. I know you're like, a lot of social media strategies for upcoming singles just have one part of the song playing over and over and over and over again. And yes, I think that repetition is really important, but I also think it's important at this phase of your journey, especially when you aren't sure what's working and what's not and things are not working for you, to experiment with what parts of your songs, what qualities of your songs you can test that can work in different ways. You might be surprised. Something might work better than you might assume, and you might be doing yourself a disservice by choosing a part of your song that might not work as well. Step two is I want you to film each part of your song in three different locations. Of course, make sure these are on-brand locations. They make sense for your music, they make sense for the song, but this way you can test out different formats and different environments to see what is psychologically resonating best on the platform with your audience. And three, I want you to take each of those videos and create three different hook approaches for each. And when I say hook approaches, let's just say on-screen text hooks, just to keep it simple. That way you could test what verbiage and what psychological framework is going to cause the strongest response from your audience. So again, one song, three different parts of that song, three different locations, and three different hooks to experiment with. That gives you 27 pieces of content to create, to post across a month, and then you can lather, rinse, repeat, and do it all again for the following month. And if this sounds amazing, but you're like, I'm just super burnt out and really exhausted at the idea of doing any of this because I've been doing this for years, and I haven't seen results, and I think I just need extra support, then comment the words single splinter method below, and I will reach out and contact you to discuss how I can help you with that.